Hey everyone, welcome back to Retire Early Mindset. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and today we're diving into something super powerful. Building emotional intelligence for better financial decision making. You know that feeling when you make a big purchase, maybe a new gadget or that vacation you've been dreaming of? And later, you're kicking yourself wondering, did I really need that? Or how about those times when fear makes you hold onto your cash instead of investing it? That, my friends, is where emotional intelligence comes in. It's about understanding and managing our emotions so we can make smart, clear-headed financial choices. Now, I know what you're thinking. Emotional intelligence? Isn't that just for therapists and self-help gurus? Nope. It's a super practical skill that anyone can learn, and it can seriously level up your money game. Think about it. Emotions like fear, greed, excitement, they all influence our spending habits, investing choices, even how we negotiate those salary raises. So, let's get down to brass tacks. Here are 5 key takeaways to boost your emotional intelligence and become a financial ninja. 1. Self-awareness is your secret weapon. First things first, get to know yourself. What triggers your spending sprees? Is it stress, boredom, or that feeling of FOMO, fear of missing out? Recognizing these patterns is the first step to breaking free from them. Imagine you have a financial mood tracker. Every time you make a purchase, jot down how you were feeling. Over time, you'll start to see clear connections between your emotions and your spending habits. 2. Mindfulness, the antidote to impulse purchases. Ever feel like you're on autopilot when shopping? It happens to the best of us. But mindfulness can help you hit the brakes before those impulse buys take over. Take a deep breath, ask yourself, do I really need this? Or, will this bring me lasting happiness? This simple pause can save you a ton of cash in the long run. 3. Reframing your relationship with money. Money doesn't have to be a source of stress or anxiety. Think about it as a tool that can help you achieve your goals, fund experiences, and create financial security. Changing your mindset from fear-based scarcity to abundance can make a world of difference in how you handle your finances. 4. Seek support. You don't have to go it alone. Talking to a trusted friend or family member about your financial goals can provide valuable support and accountability. Or, consider joining a financial literacy group or connecting with a financial advisor who understands the importance of emotional intelligence. Remember, sharing your journey and seeking guidance can make all the difference. 5. Celebrate small wins, stay motivated. It's easy to get discouraged when you're working towards big financial goals. But remember to celebrate those small victories along the way. Did you resist an impulse purchase? Create a budget and stick to it? These are all wins worth celebrating. They keep you motivated and remind you that progress is happening, even if it's not always visible overnight. Okay, let's bring this to life with a real-world example. Imagine Sarah. She's been wanting to buy her dream car for months, sleek, sporty, the whole package. But she also knows she needs to save for a down payment on a house someday. Ever feel that tug of war between your wants and your long-term goals? That's where emotional intelligence comes in. Sarah takes a deep breath, reminds herself of her ultimate goal, owning a house, and researches car financing options. She realizes she can still get her dream car, but it will take time and careful planning. Sarah doesn't let fear or instant gratification win. She focuses on her long-term vision, which is much more fulfilling than just getting that new car high for a short while. So, remember folks, emotional intelligence isn't about suppressing your feelings. It's about understanding them and using them to make smarter financial decisions. It's a journey of self-discovery and growth. Today's episode is all about taking that first step. What are you going to do differently this week? Are you going to start tracking your emotions around spending? Or maybe practice mindful shopping? Share it with me on social media using the hashtag #RetireEarlyMindset. Let's build a community of emotionally intelligent financial superstars together. Until next time, keep crushing those goals and remember, retirement isn't just about numbers, it's about freedom, flexibility, and living life on your own terms.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.